Okay, so hold it. Parabes. Mahein midos. So we have this word, we throw this word midos out, you know, Tata made it a page, kuf mem dalet. Okay, so this word midos is needs to be explained. Rambam kara le midos deos. The Rambam has what's called hilchos deos. Hilchos deos, he goes to the different midos. So the Rambam uses the word deos to describe the midos. So what does that mean? Das deos hi bechinas sichlis. That represents the thought process. We sort of relate to our midos is something which is ingrained in us without a thought process. Right? So what does he mean? Under regilim liris we midos seino kaychus akuim benafsheino kumoshar kaychus. We understand midos, which really would flow from what he said in the previous parak, that they are some which are ingrained in us, just like the other kaychus, ariyah v'shmiyah, ability to see, to hear, hagashas re'eh, v'soiva, being hungry, feeling satiated. Okay, have the golem. Oh, this is a very significant issue. If a midos hain kaychus, yevshalaker or lahakle b'sad, if they come as part of the hard wiring of the person, that's it. Achim hain muskolas, if it's something which we think through, yesh yesh shlis, and we can change them. We can change our thought process. So we need to know. So this is going to be the nature or nurture question. Really, that's, you know, basically almost what we're grappling with is nature or nurture. They have both elements in them. They're a combination of nature and nurture. Let's skirt the issue. Nature and nurture, the answer is both. Good yeshivish answer. Now, kshanim is better than me to say. When we think about our each one of us, the elements which we have in our midos, nimsa shein muskolas rishon. There's certain assumptions that we assume of how things should be. Muskol rishon hu lakasin. The first thought process that a kasin has, ki alav disrag is b'chema shvulcha kasher oivrim al ratzon. He should respond with anger. That's how he thinks. To him, that's a given. Muskel rishon la bal gaiva, he magi aloi kavod at the hila. The bal gaiva expects he should get covered. Muskel rishon hula otzel, he lo vlachtu mikol mamet la maisa tov. And otzel says, you know, like, you know, the kiddush and the otzel, there's a thought process, right? The first two, there's a thought process. It's even a muskel rishon is a kiddush by an otzel. Some are telling, but even have a muskel rishon, they're too busy sleeping. Okay, that's number one. Now, muskel shalom mido, this assumption that we have, muskel rishon is like the way your first way you look at something, right? You know, the person says, well, you know, presents a question, well, my muskel rishon is X. I mean, I have to think about it more, but you know, but my first understanding of it would be true. This should be true.
A knee jerk reaction.
It's more than knee jerk. It's a thought process, but it's a thought process which is automatic. It's my first reaction to the situation. It's a thought process, but it's a reaction. Then we also, like you spoke before, we have certain pictures. Case of the love, they follow how we function. The kas and yesh siri kas. He has pictures of previous times. This is how he responded. So besides my muskel rishon, you know, I have. If you're playing the movie, this is what the movie looks like. So when he needs to figure out how to respond, well, the movie starts playing. Right? He says, "Oh, well, I responded last 15 times in some situation with X." So besides the muskel rishon, there's this movie playing. Well, guy that's here at COVID, right? He pictures people, you know, giving him honor. The also has these pictures of all the different things which could go wrong, which could be the problems. So Rita says, you know, it's not worth it. Right? They're fantasies. They're not real. Muskel rishon mutza v'tzir dimyoni. So the combination of this muskel rishon, which is mistaken, and this fanciful seer. That's our problem, right? That's where it's at. Okay, therefore, what do we do? And we start thinking about them. So, the same way, you learn the piece of Gemara when you're in ninth grade. So you had a certain picture of a pshat in the Gemara. You come back, you're 25, you learn the Gemara again, you start thinking, your first thing is your mind will go back to that pshat. That's how you learned it when you were in ninth grade. That's going to be the automatic way you're going to think, you're going to approach the Gemara. But you start thinking through, it's a mehechadesi. You start challenging your muskel rishon. You have a muskel rishon based on the fact that you learned it before a few times, and you're going to challenge it. Right? The same way, similarly, a person will have, a person is rethinking a relationship. He has a relationship with somebody, and now someone made him aware that he really should really rethink about it. Think about it some more. Right? You start wondering, there's points here in the relationship which aren't so healthy. You never thought about before. Let's think about them then. So you can rethink your muskolas and how you act also. So we start doing that. So nominal atuyo is shem miskolos. Really, there's a mistake. There are the thought process and these muskolos is flawed. It's a thought process, but it's a flawed thought process. For example, I say to malachim biyach machriim. Ma'al muskol miti shal kumidu amidu. So the combination of seichel and halacha tells me what is. So halacha tells me what I'm supposed to be thinking, and seichel, tells me also. For example. Why is a person getting angry? Right? Because people aren't listening to him. Right? So, what does he want? He wants people to listen to him and give him the respect that he should get, the things he deserves. So his deep down goal over here is to get the people to give him the respect and therefore honor his. You don't get respect for being a kaiser. They might be scared out of your wits out of you, so you might get what you want. At the end of the day, the respect you're not going to get. And deep down, the person who gets angry, a lot of what's motivating him is the lack of, is the insult which is involved in it. It's not just the result, but it's the insult which is involved in it. How dare you not listen to me? What are you saying? I am so chosh. So by not listening, you're saying I'm not so chosh. So what do I do? I give a strong reaction. The guy thinks, this guy's an absolute idiot. Right? That's the person's thought process. So, Sefer Mechiyah, Kas Machtes Mataros. Kas misses the point. The Matar is the goal, is the target. It doesn't create greater respect for the person. El Lag, Vavsina Klapi Akas. It creates an attitude of lag, of derision, and hatred. So, you got the example. The opposite of what you wanted. A gaiva and amis. If a person thinks about gaiva, after a while he realizes it's not logical. Kilo burano asamayal usenu. The gaiva geus magia rakubere says, I'm proud of the fact that the Russian was nice enough in his to give me intelligence. When I proud, the Russian gave me matana. So it's time to use the mashal. He says that a king, sent two shluchim to another country to take care of something. One of them he trusted with 2,000 rubles. One of them he trusted with 500 rubles. So along the way, the guys got frakapped with opportunity to squander the money. The guy 2,000 rubles squandered away 1,000 rubles. The guy who had 500 squandered away 100. So he has 1,000. If he has 400 left, the guy says 1,000. He says, I'm better than you. I got 1,000. He says, listen, buddy, let's explain something. You know and I know that none of this belongs to us anyway. It's not my money, it's not your money. It's the king's money. You owe him 1,000, I owe him 100. So my friend, I'm in a much better situation than you are. So Bershon put two people in this world. This person gave tremendous kaychas and the knowledge, etc. He has that much more of a responsibility to Kodesh Baruch. And probably he ain't doing so great vis-a-vis that responsibility, especially if he's walking around as a boy guy. The other person who's given less is probably doing better in his responsibility. So what do you mean he's going about? Right? So the guy was not not logical. Atzlus and Mitzvahs. Most reasons why people don't do things is because of the fear of what's going to be, etc. Kisakonas Madumas and Kiyamas Club. So the first step in our process is to start challenging why are we approaching it this way? Is that a logical way to approach? Is that an intelligent way to approach something? And the more we do that, the more we start whittling away with it. That's not, you know, we didn't work on changing our meter. We were the first challenging is this getting, is it make sense what we're doing? Okay, Kasher Seichel Masu Revira Midas, as the Seichel continues to focus through the clarifying the Midas. Then the next thing it takes on, as we said, it's illogical. So, but there's this picture. As soon as it happens, I have this like picture flashed in my mind. This is the way you're supposed to respond, right? Well, but the picture, just because I responded that way the last two times, why should we do it again? So we can almost role play beforehand. The person stops and says, okay, now my seichel is thinking about this, doesn't get what I want, so what should I want? What should the picture look like? Right? So the kaisen who is worried about his coven and wants to get respect and wants to get a positive response from people, how should it look? So the more he creates that picture of how should it look, the better chance he has of acting like that. How should he respond? What should his desires be? Through thinking and training yourself to create the correct picture, but either by doing it or by thinking about it, or a combination of the two. It'll come a time. Eventually, by doing this, by thinking through enough times, clarifying, that doesn't make any sense. And this is a much more intelligent way of doing it. And this is the way I should respond. The creating that, the rewiring the thought process in my mind, which was created by the fact that I did so many times I did it the wrong way. So Amidas Day of saying, therefore that's what the Rambam says, that the Amidas are a thought process. Therefore it is true that we can write a separate called Hilchos Deos of how you should think. Right? Because that is something which is within our purview to train ourselves how to think and therefore generate a way to act. That's how it stands at all. Now he's going to point out that's the nurture part of it. This is the training part which you can retrain. But there's also the nature part. Right? So I'm a shy person, and so my first reaction to when somebody new comes in is to shy away, because I'm shy. Right? So I can retrain myself to think about that and say, you know what? Obviously that's true. Why am I shy? I'm scared about the person's reaction. I'll never see the person again. Why do I care about his reaction? I can learn to focus on this person's needs, or maybe right now he's more comfortable walking in and nobody's saying hello to him than I am being uncomfortable not going over to say to him. Right? The discomfort only lasts for a moment. Usually afterwards it doesn't bother me. I can create all these different thought processes which will allow me to rewire how I'm going to approach it. But even after that's said and done, I'm not going to become, you know, Dale Carnegie. You know, that's not me. You know, I can get better at it. I can get more comfortable with it. But I'm a natural. I'm not going to be. So that's the next step. That I can retrain the nurture part of it. The nature part. What happens to the nature part? So that's the next section of it. How do we deal with the nature element of it? I mentioned to you one time. All right. Let's go back a step. Chofetz Chaim says this one place. He says, Reuven doesn't have a ship. So, most people's training is it's a chutz where they did an avla to me, no significant avla, and therefore the only way I'm going to get my true respect is by standing on my kavod, is standing up for my kavod and demanding that, you know, being upset, etc. The reality is, if you would, and the second half of the thought process it says, and if I don't, people will perceive me as weak and meek, and I'm going to lose kavod. The reality is that a person who under the circumstances refrains and controls himself but doesn't and responds nicely, people respect that much more than the person who responds with anger and tightness, etc. Because they say, wow, this guy's there's a real God for that, he's able to control himself. Right? So reality is it's not the shalom lishma of COVID, not demanding COVID gives you more COVID than giving it demanding COVID. So, you know, when a person starts thinking through, like, you know, the reality of how the world works, it's a whole different ballgame than the way we assume automatically. Okay. So this concept that there's a concept of that midas really are deos, and the elements of deos he described two elements of deos over here, the muskel rishon, which means the thought process, which I'm assuming is the logical thought process of how to respond to something, which I can then challenge with, so why is that logical? And then there is this training that I've trained myself, that's how I always respond. Those two things can be challenged. If that wasn't true, we'd have no room to change anything. Fine. But deep down to the shurish of the meter, we haven't touched. Even we've been able to change the mistaken pictures and the incorrect muskolas, deep down in the nature of the person, it's still there. Well, the akar legarmi nivser meitan, to be totally akar it, is removed from us. Bria mukahein, it's a very deep element. Kolamidus, really lo nivru banu lo hayadim sos bekemenu. If the person didn't create us with them, they wouldn't be there. Abiyazu nemar yotzor v'rei choshech. The person says, I make ra. What do you mean I make ra? I make people with ra in them. Midas rose, mitzirei and mitzirei and hein meikrei yitzirei. The person created such a concept. And we saw this, al-bechira seino bein tevel ra. If the Russian wants to create a world of Bechira, it means he's creating in us a certain nature. If we wouldn't be there, we wouldn't have Bechira. We wouldn't. If I would be this Baal Seichel, which always does things based on logic, etc., and I'd be like this perfect, you know, Baal Seichel, the Rambam described the Risto as closest thing to a Novi because his mind controlled everything, I'd stop and think that this is a logical way to deal with something, and I deal with it logically, so we'd always do the right thing because that's how I function based, but that's not true.
It's not Bechira though.
What?
It's not Bechira.
It's not Bechira, right? She says that the Russian, but since that the Seichel is a very intelligent process and it has a strength to it, Russian had to create, you know, Midas Rose deep down in the person to be a balance.
Redirected, and now we see that there actually is a meter rock.
That's what he's saying, correct. Or that's what he had before. There's a nature and there's a nurture part. So he spoke about the nurture part. The nurture part is maybe functions 60%, 70%, whatever it is, at a certain level, that's the nurture part. You should know there's a shurish which is in there, which is deep down, which is very significant, very powerful.
But that can't be changed? Is that...
So, well, it says, the way that works is as following. Person who was fixed his midas. He's not betuach that the shorish shorosh midas yechalom atzmiach shuv deus rose. It can start over again. Mutzos the koizvus. So when you go to be sosolanta zichel of rocha lechalom abo kosav ki b'shnois on the urim yeshal yismas to the tikkun midas. When you're younger, you have the strength to you work on tikkun midas. That's this process described over here, thinking it through, rewiring. There was the idea behind learning Musa according to Israel was to rewire your thought process. And I take a Maamar Chazal and I cross it over with the niggun and deep, and I think about it hundreds of times. I'm rewiring my thought process. The same way I've had a thought process when something goes in my way, I get angry. That was wired into me thousands of times, so I need to rewire it a thousand times again. That's not logical. That's the process of tikkun amidas. But when you're older already, you work on kavishas hayetzer, overpowering the yetzer. What does that mean? Keep him rooted as man. They might come back again. So what does that mean? You were misakin them already. Who was sharing your marnu? Gam tikkun amidas enam megil the shorish amidas. Aladeus vatziurim ha'olamai altech tzchum hakoraseinu. So from the subconscious they come into the conscious. I'm the malsafat tchumas are right there, but right in the subconscious. That's what we can work on. Rashi still says that when you chaz over 100 times, you go into the subconscious that has been trained to think a certain way. You'll retrain how to think. But so we can create a certain reality. But deep, there's still a sharish over there which you have to be aware of constantly. That's the kvishas yetzer which comes with. So you have to, you know. So it's not I'm going to change it to the point that that's I'm never going to have the challenge. That's what we dream for. Right? So that's a mistake. Right? That's a chaloyim that we're waiting for. I wish I was more organized. You know, and I'm waiting for the day that I'm going to be more organized, and it's just become so natural that. Right? I'm not a very organized person. So I once was having a conversation with a person named Rabbi Shulman. Rabbi Shulman is one of the most organized people that you'll ever meet in your life. And Rabbi said, well, you just do this, do that. You know, and I feel like an absolute idiot afterwards. Like, yeah, just do this, do that. So why can't I do it? Because something's wrong with me. My wife says, you know, go to somebody who's like you, who has the same challenge as you, who's worked on himself and developed an approach how to deal with it would be helpful. Going over to somebody who has a gorgeous home and say, this guy is homeless, just get a home, isn't that a conversation? That's, you know, that was the conversation you just had. A person who's like, you know, just get a home, you know, just do this, you know, and every week you can do exactly this, and this one, you know, it doesn't work. But you know, so and I come a certain way, and considering where I came a certain way, when I went from where I was to where I am, I'm not bad, right? But I know that I can move myself this much, and there's still something that's going to pull me back. So I have to constantly be aware of. I have to make the act of bechira to decide, even though I train myself how to think to the point where it's more natural the right way. There's still a bechira. It's going to take place. It's a fascinating parrot. It's a fascinating parrot, you know, because like, I think part of our frustration we have is like we sort of, you know, we sort of were sold the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And whenever it happens, it's a ride that we blew the whole thing. That's very discouraging. So that's not true. It's a long rainbow, and there's a lot of work there, but there's no pot of gold at the end. At the end of the day, there's more work. You know? But you hope you get to the point where instead of your oimik plus your muskarishan plus your tziurim all working against you, and then you're really cooked. So you get to the point where the first you got it's two against one, you have a good chance. Right? That's what he's saying.
Every minute of every day is a battle.
That's the reality.
And there's no stopping. There's no reprieve.
No, there's, but the problem which, you know, that's quote-unquote discouraging in a certain sense. But I think it's more discouraging than believing that it's not supposed to be a battle, and then finding out it is a battle is much more discouraging. Because, well, why am I having a battle? And, of course, the thought process is, he's not having a battle, and he's not having a battle. Just me having a battle. Most of you, there's something wrong with me. You know, I give up. Right? You know, that's yush, right? Because, like, I tried so many times, and it doesn't work.
Nowadays, average people. My question is: the last step of the facial psychiatry, is that a state where the average person is even ever gets up to nowadays, or then we mostly stick to the discrimination and the stage?
I think so. I think the pshat is we are still grappling with how to get ourselves to the point where we're thinking properly. Right? That's our first step of our writing. The first step of our writing is how to get them to think properly. Right? My problem is that my problem is not that I have fears. My problem is that I'll take care of it later. Now, they quote in the name of Einstein, which is not true, he never said it, but they quote that it says insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results. Right? Now, I'm an intelligent person, I think. Right? But how in the world do I convince myself night after night that I can just do one more thing for a few minutes and then I'll go to bed? And every night I end up going to bed an hour later. And the next night I will fool myself again with the exact same stupid line. I'm an idiot. That's this conversation. I'm having a conversation where I need the challenge. I need to train myself to be able to challenge the conversation. That's ridiculous. And the problem is, since I'm an otzel, I don't like having. I don't like. The otzel is worst off of all of them because the otzel doesn't want to try. The guy who's he has merits. The problem is he has to direct in a different direction. The otzel says, I'm going to try. So then, of course, you're going to lose. How many times I told myself I'm going to pick up something. It would be a book or a safer or whatever it is, and I'm just going to read for 3 minutes and I'm going to how many times has it not worked? Right? So they get a push, according to Einstein, I belong in an insane asylum, and he's right. Right? That's our challenge. There's like a disconnect between my seer, my fantasy tells me this time will be different. Then it'll work. I fantasize that I'm going to be in control. Fantasizing being in control and being in control are two different worlds. It's like fantasizing that I won the lottery and I'm giving millions of dollars to stock. I'm actually giving it. It's two different worlds. Not even if you win, they give it, but you got to get the money first. Somebody says he buys a lottery. He knows that you're not going to win. He buys a lottery ticket because the chance to fantasize about money for a week is also worth money. It's worth $1 to be able to fantasize for a week that I'm going to make some money. Nowadays they have it twice a week. You even lost that. But I tell you, it's a waste of money. I can fantasize without the money. I can fantasize. If I'd be a rich man, then I would do this. Right? I came out a rich man. And I buy the ticket, I'm also not a rich man. It's like, what's not for me? It's a waste of money. I can get the same money without it. But that's how we do. That's how we function. So we fantasize, I wish I was a better person. I'm a better person. This time I'm going to do it right.
Isn't it contrary to what we've said up until now that we said, we're saying basically that right now I'm not a good person. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to be a better person. But by anthem, I'm really not a good person. I just have to keep working.
You're not a bad person. You're not a perfect person. You're not supposed to be perfect. The Russian never promised anybody to be perfect. Nobody in this world is supposed to be perfect. Okay? There's a fellow in Tells, he works with people, he's very good in Kiruv, etc. He has a reputation, he also has a very good, he's not a psychologist, but he has a very good understanding of people's minds. And Mamish is very good. If he'd go into business, the guy would be a multi-billionaire. The guy, he knows how to play people. He gets a phone call from a guy in Lakewood. The guy is contemplating suicide. The guy's calling from a phone booth in Lakewood. He says, he's contemplating suicide, he's done all these things wrong, and he's ready to give up. And somebody said, call this rabbi in Cleveland, he'll be able to help you. So what do you tell a guy like that? So I tell you what he told him. He says, you know what your problem is? You thought you were Moshe Rabbeinu, you found out that you're not Moshe Rabbeinu. So you're so disappointed, you want to kill yourself. You never were Moshe Rabbeinu. You never will be Moshe Rabbeinu. You're talking about a good person, and it's okay. You just told him that, like, the guy's getting ready to jump off the next building. But that was the guy's problem. The guy says, you know, I've done averus, and I've done averus, and I've done averus, and I've done averus so many times. I'm so disappointed in myself, I can't deal with it anymore. Because your thought process was that I'm this perfect guy who won't do averus, won't do averus, won't do averus, and I found out that that's not true. It's so disappointing you give up. But the problem wasn't that the fact you're doing averus, the problem is that your picture was wrong. I am a horrible person. I'm not horrible. I'm a person who has problems. Yes, I am. That's what the person made me. Okay, move on with life. Now what? Like, that's his point. You know, it's a gorgeous piece. Don't ever calm yourself that the war, the battle is over. Right? We're fantasizing the battle never should have even started in our minds. Forget about the battle's not over. We're holding the battle shouldn't even start because I'm such a good guy. You know, and then we wake up and say, you know, it's not true. I'm so disappointed I give up. You know, I'll go back to sleep. You know,